Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
And welcome to another podcast on Traders Network Live on blogtalkradio.com. The time is 3:30. It's 4/17/2015. It's the end of the trading week. It's the end of the week, and it's the start of summer, if you will. It is nice and blue skies here in the Northeast. No more snow in the forecast. I am your host with the most, Mr. Wall Street, a.k.a. Michael Hall. So, what do we have in store impacted today? How to become a successful trader. As you've been following the podcast for the last few days, I've been talking about how to instill yourself, how to become a better trader. I'm going to talk more about that today because I want you to become the best trader as possible. How do you go through that? How do you become a successful trader? Well, it takes a lot of work. This game ain't easy. If somebody said it was easy, they're an idiot. Takes weeks and months and days and years to really become really, really good. You have to have a game plan. You have to instill your game plan. You have to go by your game plan every day. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you would have saw my tweet earlier this morning saying, pick up TVIX for a flip because S&P is coming down. And TVX now, it went up to a 130 range, up from like 120-ish from earlier. So, you know, usually like say like 121 to 131, the flip. It's not going gangbusters now because it's not like the market's coming down any that much. But I don't really trade on Fridays because you never know what can happen. But there's always some decent runners on a Friday, though, setting up Monday pretty well. PPR, 61%. What's some other ones? AVEO, they're up 6%. CYTR, 8%. That's pretty much it. Oh, SSRI, 2.87%. You know, things are moving, things are going good. Things are nice. But the question is, how do you become a successful trader? Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. It comes down to building a successful watch, the right mentor by your side. That's somebody who's going to steer you down the wrong path for their own gain. Somebody who really cares how your trading successful career goes. Somebody like me. I care about you. Right? Like we're not going to mention a group. We're just going to talk about a stock right here. See, they focus pretty much on penny stock. But today they're talking about a PSID. I'm sorry. Wrong group. This was from Wednesday. I got so many texts, so this is from yesterday. So let me see what I did. And let's see what's done today. So we're going to judge the successful rate on it. We're not going to mention the group because we don't want people coming at us all hard. I'm not feeling very ballsy today. I'm not going to do that. But we are going to make fun of the stock, though, because I think it's done shit. OTC stock. And now with the detailed quote. Okay. Wednesday, 69,000 shares traded, and it closed up 3.86%. 69,000 shares ain't fucking shit. What are you gonna do with that? Everybody's stuck now. It went okay, but the thing is, it went from 307 to 320. So now the group's like, we can move a big board stock because it's above a dollar, right? Which is, it's manipulated. You can tell it's manipulated by looking at it. Nobody was selling because there's not enough shares to sell out there. So this is when you have a OTC company, when they're above a dollar, when they're at $3, this is where they raise their capital from because they could sell less shares and still get more bang for your buck, right? So this is where they're going to do their financing. And then the financiers, what they do, how they get their money back, well, they have to sell and need hire promoters. Like, they'll hire me, maybe hire somebody else to pretty much market this out and get people to buy into it. Now, for the little guy who's a trader, how are you going to become profitable trading stocks like this? You're not. And you fall into the grips and you fall into the cycle and you don't make anything wrong. You become very jaded and you hate the market because it's not going well for you. So you think every stock's a scam. And it's not. I just want to look at this stock real quick because got a whole bunch of text messages and gotta buy this now. Oh my god, it's going to the moon. He's doing shit. It's fucking garbage. Anyway, back to what I'm talking about. How to become a successful trader. Okay, number one, you're gonna have to be successful every single night. You have to follow not one, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, nine. You have to follow about sectors that you want to train into, like, say, biotechnology, your energy, the whole energy sector itself. It means oil, alternative energy, like solar, follow gold, technology, like cloud stuff, like technology companies, follow stuff like that also. You follow that stuff. Then whatever is hot at the time, that's the sector you're buying. Now, what stocks? Well, you set yourself a price margin. Well, I want to trade stocks from $2 all the way up to $6. So you're looking for stocks in those sectors from $2 to $6. Now you have the price and the sectors out of the way. Well, how do I trade it? Well, how are you looking to trade it? Are you looking to go long term or are you looking to day trade it? If you're looking to flip, this day trading, well, you're going to have
9 days in a row, wants to be a player. Want to be a pitcher.
You're looking to day trade it, well, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to trade stocks with high liquidity. Liquidity, if you know what liquidity is pretty much liquid. When a stock is liquid, it's trading. It has liquidity where you're allowed to get in and allowed to get out. That's just the word, liquidity. If you have too much liquidity, it can hurt you. If you're too much liquid, and or never hurt a trader, or hurt company. Like Bear Stearns, they had way too much liquidity, where they were too liquid. The price was able to walk down more than it was, but it wasn't because the company wasn't performing well, it's just the company had too much debt on their books, and nobody wanted to buy the debt anymore. And so they collapsed, because they had too much debt, and they couldn't sell the debt anymore. But every single bank owned the same debt. Nobody else wanted to buy it anymore. That's why they collapsed. It wasn't because they weren't making money. They were making handovers. They were making money, crazy money. They were banking huge every quarter. They just had too much debt. That's why they went out of business. The common folk wouldn't realize that. The common folk would believe because they weren't making money. They were making money. But they also had too much toxic debt. And at that, when nobody wants to buy it, you gotta pretty much they're going to hold it. A really good movie to learn about how debt works and fire sales. The movie Margin Call. It's very bland. The storyline sucks. But it has a lot of good people in it. I highly recommend it. Okay. So you're going to have to build a successful, strong watch list of trades that you want to trade. And you need a strong mentor by your side to take you to the next level. Because he's already been there. He's done that. So he's like your ninja, if you will. He's your inner chi. He's going to allow you to be able to use your mind tools to take your career to the next level. In order to become a successful trader, you have to trade. You can read all the books in the world. You can do all the demo accounts you want. If you're not actually in the market, you're not learning. You have to trade. Take $500 to $1,000. Put it in the market. Trade like I tell you how to trade. You keep doing it and doing it and have and winning trades. Yes. I'm going to teach you how to read level 2. Yes. Sorry, guys. I just had a message pop up on my screen. He's probably listening right now. A little shout out to Dan. You know, what up, dog? But, yes. I'm going to teach you. Now, speaking of level 2, I'm a level 2 trader. I can care less about the chart. The charts don't show the tape. The tape shows pretty much what's in the stock that the charts can't. The tape is the lifeline. For example, we're going to talk about a stock right here that one of my students got into, which I told him he shouldn't be buying, but he bought anyway, because that's how he goes. Now he's holding, he's down pretty big. Again. Kind of pissed. But anyway. The stock is KEG. Key Energy Services. KEG. KEG. He got in yesterday at 232. What the high was 235. I told him, too tight. There's not enough meat on the bone. It's going to pull back. Because, reason why I knew it was going to pull back, because of this right here. Day before, it went from 202 to 240 in the same day. Then it closed at 230. So I know all those people who got in at 240 are going to be cutting their losses short at what? What do I always say? You always should post your stop losses at what, five cents below you get in? 5 to 10 cents below, right? What's 235? What's 240 minus 5? That's 235, right? So all those people who got in at 240, and now they realize the stock's not going to go that high because, number one, it's not enough volume as it was the day before. What's going to happen? The stock's going to decline in price, right? So those people who got in at 240 are now going to be stopped out at what? 5 cents below, which is 235. And that was resistance right there. That's all the stop losses are going up right there. It's because there's not enough buying. And also, people who have stop losses, they're going to sell the 230 range anyway just to cut their losses short. So that's resistance right there. And now, if the high was 238 and he wanted to buy a 232, then I would have been game. Then we would have hit maybe 241. Then he might have got a couple cent gains on that. Now it would have been a good trade. But it wasn't that. I saw what was going to happen. I saw the stock was going to decline in price. See, I read the tape. There's a difference from charting, how the chart can look great. But if you always got to go look days, you always got to backtest. Backtesting to me is looking at the 5-day trading pattern and where the stock went from and where it is at right now. Those people below you are going to want to profit, because with every buy, there's a sell. right? It has to be. All you're doing is just exchanging shares. Somebody wants to profit the shares, or somebody just wants to get out and just take their losses. You're getting somebody else's shares. Either it's a profitable trade for that person or a losing trade. It doesn't matter. You're getting somebody else's dirt, right? And the people below you are going to want to profit, or they're just going to want to sell at a loss. It happens. So where do you go from actually making any money? To me, I thought 215, below 215 would have been a good buy. And as you can see right now, 212. I thought that would have been a really good. The low was 207. See, you got 207, sell at 212. Hey, that's a good trade. Not a big gain trade, but it's a trade. You see, there's not enough liquidity in today. Because it went from 2 million shares, 6 million shares, 10 million shares. That was the breakout. That was the big bust. That was the 204 to 240. Now we're declining now. There's still 3 million shares that have to come out. There's still 3 million plus more shares into this. They're at a loss right now. So it has to come out. You got to everyday carry overs, guys. Everyday carries over. Either do people profit or you sell at a loss. So you got to back test everything. You got to test everything. You got to read the tape. You're not reading the tape. You're living in a different land. I'm sorry. I'm old school. The charts might show a strong pattern upswing. When you check out the level two, it's like, come on, dog. I don't see it. I don't. And I'm usually right. When students ask me about a stock and I don't like it, I'm going to tell you, don't buy it because it's not going to do anything. And three out of the four times, I was right. And you got to be kicking yourself in the ass right now, bro. You have so much potential, man, but you're killing me, bro. Making the same mistakes over and over again. Got to learn from this, dude. You got so much potential, man. So much. I don't know if you guys actually play fantasy baseball, but I just started. I got a FanDuel account, FanDuel. Just put a couple bucks in, and you make a baseball team. And then you got a chance to win $5, $2, $3, so you can win like hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars. Depends how good your team is. Or you can just be throwing money away because you don't win. But what's $2? I'm putting $2 in, and $2, I have a chance. The first place is $8,000. You got to have a real good team to get $8,000, which I do football much easier. But speaking of games, I'm thinking about doing a poker night. You guys should do a poker night online where I'm going to make a poker account with a poker company, and we're going to have our own little like service on there, working our own little server, and we're going to have a game probably every Sunday. Let me know, guys, if you want to play poker every Sunday night, where we hang out, we talk. I believe they all have microphones. We all can just talk through there. We'll have a hangout session, play a little poker, and just hang out. Let me know how you guys feel about that. Well, I'm going to go more interactive. This doesn't have to be about stocks. This is about being a strong community. It's also a good way to get new students to come in. Okay, hey, come play poker with us on Sunday nights. Sure, you have that with Phil Tilt, right? If they're still around. I used to play poker for the government, shut all those places down. Good old USA. Yeah, here. There it is. I figure I'll find us the best poker one, and why don't we can make our own games, our custom games. We can hang out. It doesn't have to be real money. We're playing probably with paper money because I don't want us wasting our money on poker. We can this is for fun thing. This is to come and hang out, chill, talk, hang out with each other, if you will, virtually, which would be kind of fun. Let me know, guys, how you feel about that. Also, We're having a webinar coming up soon. I know I've been kind of slow on the webinars lately. I just got so much going on. Got two articles I have to write today. Give them to my editor so we can edit them and get them out there. The first one is going to come out probably this week, probably. Maybe over the weekend. He just has to get it back to me. I guess he's been busy also, so understandable. And I'm not really hating at it right now, but I do want the article out this weekend. So I'll make a video to go with it. It's pretty much the fuel cells, which is just a bubble, and it has a bubble popped. Because Plug got some real good news the other day. I guess the news they've been waiting for, their new retail customer, FedEx. I saw the video and everything, and the stock didn't really reflect the news that well. If this was 6 months ago, I think, with that news, I think the stock would have went over $6. This was last year with that news. We'd probably be back up to $10. But since the company has been mishandling things over late, and we've been running into the shitter, the news didn't do shit. It barely saw a pop. I think the highest it saw was 289. It's back in the 260 range now, I believe. It couldn't even break $3 with that news. 6 months ago. Alright, guys, I am back. There's about a little over 6 minutes left in the market and the show. It's a small 30-minute show today, guys. Fridays are going to be small shows if I don't have an interview planned. I was sick this week, so I didn't get a chance to get the interview I wanted set up for this week. So I'm going to ask the company for next week to do it. We're getting back into things. Now, back to the webinars. I know I've been very, very, we used to do 2 to 3 webinars a week almost at one point, and it's really drained me out, guys. It took a lot out of me, because trading, teaching in the webinar, and doing podcasts. I'm a one-man show, right? So it drained me out. I'm gonna be back eventually with the webinars. Probably going to do maybe next month we'll have one, and we'll just do one a month. I think we can handle that. But in the meantime, with the internet coming, I'm going to be doing more live streams where I'll pop in maybe for 30 minutes or so. We could do a live stream, and we could do a Google Plus call where I could show the screen. We could hang out. We could do stuff like that too. So it doesn't have to be an actual like webinar thing where I actually have a script written down and go over the script. I can just go off the top of the head and Google Plus call. It's fine. Because webinars have to be more detailed. Because I actually have to educate you guys in the webinar. Like, a Google Plus call, we can just hang out, have a good time. And, so, you may be asking, how come I don't trade on Fridays? Well, I don't really like to trade on Fridays just because usually Friday's a sell day in the market. A lot of good stocks are down today, and usually they're up during a week like AMD. It took off like a rocket. Now it's down. ATHX was up during the week. Now it's down like 35%. Stocks that are up, but most of the stocks are down. I usually like Mondays to Thursdays are the best days. There's always a stock running hard. I'm just happy the weather's better, guys, you know, because I was at one point, man, it's cold every single day, man. Most of my students live in the South, which is quite funny. I think most of you guys live in the South, and some live up in the Northeast area. Some live on the West Coast. The West Coast people are like, what? You get snow? We live in San Diego. We live in Southern California, where it's nice every day. What? You get rain? We have sun. People in the Northeast be like, yeah, so it snows every day. At one point, it snowed every day. That was insane. So being a successful trader, pretty much, gotta build a strong watch list every night. Gotta find the right trades to trade. How you do that? You be with a really good mentor. to teach you the ins and outs of the training. And he's going to get you to the point where you can just train and become a successful trainer. It takes a lot of work. If you want to become a successful trainer and you're new to this and it's the first time you're actually hearing this podcast, I strongly recommend you to email me at daytradingbulls@gmail.com. I'll get you on the right path to a successful life trading, able to take your financial future to the next level. And as always, let the trading gods be with you. There's about 3 minutes left in the program. Fridays, I didn't want to do a whole hour. Just wanted to do 30 minutes. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. Yesterday's show was unbelievable, where I had like a full hour of in-depth educational stuff for you guys. Monday, I'm going to have a really good show. I'm going to do a longer podcast on Monday, probably, where I might do an actual 3-hour show. Because Blog Talk Radio gives me a 3-hour, I can't go past 3, I believe. Or I can't go past 2. Most I can do is 2 hours. So I might do like 2 to 4. The first hour we're out of segment, and then power hour starts. Then we'll look at some trading opportunities. Then the last half hour segment, I'll probably I'll take some calls. Guys can call in, something like that. It'll be more interactive. We'll do a couple of those a week. Have a 2-hour, probably 2-hour podcast, and the rest will just be the typical one hour show. Usually Fridays, since I don't trade on Fridays, usually I try to make Fridays the interview day, where I'll have somebody come on for an interview. So next week, we're going to have one on Friday to see if he's available, or we'll get him on. So the last 2 minutes, Head Shoe Training has a lot going on right now. We have a new logo on the way. Brand new concept, brand new business model. Things are changing. I'm trying to go in a different route than everybody else because there's so many of services just like mine where everybody just sign up for our email alerts and we'll email you these stocks to trade live. I'm doing something different where I want to be more interactive. So I want you to actually come and hang out. So we have our trading room on Facebook, and we're going to have another trading room where you can actually watch the screen. I'm going to stream live on Ticker TV during the podcast. So much going on. We're going to looking to hire a model to actually give a recap and morning show where she comes on in a recap show. Planning it all in the works. It's going to be a fun time over at Head Shoe Training. The new website should be ready in a couple weeks. I'm not rushing him at all. I want him to take his time with it while I build up the rest of the concept. But the new logo should be ready any day now. He just started on it yesterday, I believe. So the new logo is going to be out, so we're going to implement the new logo on the on all our social media and stuff, and then the site will be done a little after that. And it's going to be a fun time. I'm going to make t-shirts and hats, pens, coffee cups up, and I'm going to give them away to members. We'll go to a merch store, and you can buy some hats if you want. You want to rock the Head Shoe Training hat. I have some hats. When you become a brand new member, you're going to get a t-shirt. Just want to get the brand out there. Because our only competition is Hedgeye for the route I'm looking to go into. It's really just them. Not going the whole other route because there's just way too many people. The route that everybody else goes into. Like the Wall Street with the Wall Street Bulls. Then you got Timmy. Then you got the other four different guys who are all the same. and I don't want to join privately because I don't want to be part of their inner cult circle where I have to be a part of them and I can't do anything myself. Like Foos, he left them on his own because he got tired of being part of that circle too. Because when you join them, you have to only be a part of them. You can't be on your own, which is crap. The other guy who went on his own, which I recommend hugely, is, what's his name? He does options. He's a real cool guy, too. I forgot his name. I forgot his website name, though. Something Zhang. It'll come to me eventually. I'll let you know later. Actually, let's look it up. St. Lucci, that's what it is. You can find him. He's over everywhere. He's really good. And you got a hit the bed. You got Crawl. Crawl's a good guy. Crawl's a really good trader. Everybody's part of a prop firm. I don't want to go that route. That's why I use SureTrader. You can just join them and get buying power. You don't have to go join a prop. There's so much going on. I'm really going to take this game over. It's going to be unbelievable this summer. This summer is going to be so huge for head cheese training. As always, let the training guys be with you. You have a really good weekend. Let's kick some ass on Monday. Let's get back into business on Monday. All right, guys.